Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Janet, good afternoon to you.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you, Janet. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Lovely. Great to speak to you. I hope your day's been fine.
Yes, it has been, and I hope yours was well too.
Mine was also good. Thank you so much for asking. Now, we are talking about the role of peer tutoring programs, and very important because, we got a plan for the next year early enough, and talk about exactly how people should schedule and plan their thing in the next academic year. And so we don't wait for that time, but we talk about it ahead of time. And in the evolving landscape of education, you know, the traditional roles of teachers and students are gradually transforming, as we have been seeing. You know, peer tutoring, a practice where students assist their classmates in learning, is actually gaining prominence for its many benefits. And this what we're wanting to talk about today. Now, what is the role of peer tutoring programs in education, in your view?
I think the role of peer education, of peer tutoring, is to allow kids to engage with one another, and also maybe what I can say is help kids learn to communicate, you know, build their communication and their social skills, and maybe just reinforcing knowledge as well. And also help struggling students within that group of peers.
Yeah. Now, what are the key characteristics of effective tutoring programs that significantly impact academic performance?
So, first of all, there has to be a clear plan, right? Like the programs that they have as peers, do they have clear steps and goals? What is it that they want to achieve, maybe within a specific set of time?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And also good matches, right? Pairing students with similar needs and styles of help, maybe. And then also they should be ongoing support with checking progress and maybe helping, providing help when needed to improve maybe success of the kids, right? And it should benefit both. It shouldn't just be the peer tutor who's benefiting, but also the tutee and the tutor should benefit, because remember, one student is teaching another, and that student might be teaching to help the other student and also help themselves to see if they are understanding what they have been studying. So it should benefit both the tutor and the tutee. So firstly, there should be a clear goal. What do we want to achieve after this, right? Tutor training, the person will be explaining. Should they learn how to explain the concept and the topics and be supportive as well to the other student? And maybe as well, like I said, good matching, and the support should be ongoing. And at the end of it all, both the tutor and the tutee should benefit from the session.
Beautiful. And I like that you're saying that both the tutor and the tutee should benefit from all of this. Now, how does the quality of peer tutoring relationship, that is trust, communication, support, etc., how does that all of those influence the academic performance of both of them, as you mentioned?
So it's easy for a student to grasp concept from someone they trust, right?
Yeah.
So when a student trusts their tutor, they feel safe actually maybe to ask questions that they don't understand, right? And to also listen attentively to what the tutor is saying. Maybe the other thing, like you asked, with communication, when tutors explain things clearly, it's easy for students to learn faster and to actually enjoy what they are doing, right? And maybe when a tutor, one thing I've noticed, when you are a tutor and you are kind and encouraging, it makes the student feel motivated. So that could be some of relationships that should be created, trust which brings, like we said, a safe space to ask questions, good communication, which helps a student learn things faster and quicker and like what they're doing, and also to feel motivated through the support, and also helpful feedback. It helps, right? There should be a feedback between the tutor and the student to see where they've improved and where they lack, and how they can recorrect things that they are not understanding.
Now, to what extent, does the academic level or expertise of peer tutor impact the effectiveness of tutoring in intervention?
It does impact a lot. Hey, I have one myself have gone through that when I was still in high school, University. Right, you find that I'm not understanding a concept, and we gather ourselves as a group, and someone who's good in that topic or in that field or in that subject would explain, and just by me listening to them and going through the content with them, I managed to pass some of the subjects which were difficult to me. So peer tutoring does have an impact, right? Especially for students who are slow and for students who lack understanding in a particular subject or field. So it does have a high impact, really, because it helps many students. When a teacher is not there, a student can still find help and also feel encouraged that if one of my peers can do this, I can also do it.
I actually like that, because then it also shows the practicality from peers, which is quite good. Now, I want to let you go, Janet, but let's actually talk about the pros and cons of peer tutoring briefly. What would you say those are?
Okay. The advantage of this is that it's cheap.
Yeah.
You would hardly pay anything, right? If you have a friend who does better in a subject, you would just ask them, can you please help me with functions? They'll be like, sure, I can help you, right? So it's definitely cheap, and there's better understanding, because both the tutor and the students are actually learning, or they discover more on their own, which is also interesting, right? It also boosts confidence. Like I said, if you see one of your friends being able to do the show, if my friend can do this, I can also do it.
Yeah, yeah.
But then the cons of this is that what if the person who's teaching me is not fully qualified, right? They are also guessworking. The quality might be an issue, right? A student might not explain the concept very well, as much as they know, but they might not explain it very well, or maybe very clearly in the beginning, right? And the other problem with this is that students tend to depend on the tutor, the student tutor, who is fully qualified. You believe that, okay, this person will come and explain this to me. So we don't do the honors on our own as students to go study. So dependence, right? Students might rely too much on the tutor instead of or on their own, right? And then maybe time consuming, you know, the tutor, the peer tutor is helping with the concept, there might be breaks where we discuss things that are outside of what we're supposed to be doing, and that might take time, right? Or it might take the tutor's time as well to prepare to teach. Maybe if we're going to have a discussion tomorrow at 2, the tutor needs to prepare. So it might be time consuming as well for them, because maybe they have other things to do. So maybe also personality clashing. As young ones, we might clash in personalities. That might also be a problem. So yeah, those are the pros and cons. And another pro maybe is that it creates teamwork.
Yes,
people,
definitely.
Young people learn to communicate, right? They learn to build friendships and cooperation, which might be helpful for their future, or where they're going to work after they finish their schooling. So yeah, I think that's what I have on the pros and the cons.
Beautiful stuff. Well, Janet, I must let you go. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you so much.
We've had a fantastic thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.